founded by truckers for truckers. Countryside Sales and Service of Cebuene has thousands of new and used parts in stock, with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week and open late for your fall harvest breakdowns. Visit CountrysideMI.com. And Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and many convenience items. Open 7 days a week. Stacks Market of Owendale, like a little truck stop, but without the showers.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network postgame show as USA victorious in week number 10, the first week of the postseason, as they come from behind and take out Cass City 18-14 on a cold and blustery night in USA, but I don't think anyone from USA even minded. Dave Hansen, take it away with our scoring plays of the night.
Well, in the first quarter, Ryan Kine scores on a 15-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion run was stuffed. 6-0 USA leads. Cass City responds early in the second quarter. A T.J. Moore 18-yard touchdown run. Their two-point conversion run also was no good. USA drives the length of the field, has a holding call, back up their drive in the red zone. They opt on fourth down to go for a field goal, and it come up short and wide to the left. No good. And that would basically end the half. 6-6 would be your tie at halftime. Third quarter, Cass City scores with 1 minute left to go in the third quarter on a Sandon Cathrell 6-yard touchdown run. T.J. Moore with a two-point conversion run puts Cass City in the lead for the first time tonight, 14-6. The fourth quarter, Tanner Foley scores on a 24-yard touchdown reception from Ryan Kine. The two-point conversion was no good, which was big at the time. Cass City would keep its lead 14-12. Cass City gets the ball back, driving down the field, and right around the 20-yard line, to just before they get into the red zone, a big mistake. T.J. Moore fumbles the football. USA recovers and now has a chance to win the game. They go the length of the football field, and with 45 seconds left, including a big fourth down and nine conversion on a halfback pass, ends up a Josh Lang 33-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good, and no matter anyways, USA wins the football game as the Cass City drive ensues, stalls out. USA is victorious, going on to the district final. 18-14, USA beats Cass City.
This is the first playoff victory for USA since 2005. You have to go back to October 28th, exactly the date tonight, as it's USA took out Memphis in the pre-district 70-0. That was the last time USA has been victorious in the postseason. They've had, I believe, three chances since then, but they've gone 0-3. Tonight, though, they defeated U.S. Cass City 18-14, and they took the lead with 38 seconds left for the four-point victory, eventual victory. But we'd like to take you back to week number three, when these two squads met up, and we were actually at that game in this exact same location. Cass City was leading that ball game by six points, in fact. And it came down to it, and USA put together a 14-play, 75-yard drive that lasted 2 minutes and 45 seconds, and they scored as time expired for the go-ahead win tonight. So compared to 14 plays, 75 yards, 2 minutes, 45 seconds. That was in week number 3. Tonight, week number 10, USA's scoring drive that puts them in the lead against Cass City, 9 plays, 83 yards, in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. Deja vu.
Do you believe in deja vu?
That is the word tonight. And it felt the same way. They're even going down the same direction of this field tonight. And USA found a way to pull out the victory as they have done all season long. And they find themselves with a four-point victory to take on either Ubley or Lakers. That game's still ongoing. Last we heard, Ubley was leading by, I believe, 22 points or so. in Ubley. We'll keep you up to date as soon as we have scoring updates on that one. But regardless, USA going to the district final, first time since 2005. When you take a look at the offensive yards tonight, when we left you at halftime, USA had 190 yards at halftime, nothing through the air. Cass City had 90 yards, nothing through the air. In the second half, USA had 84 yards rushing, 63 passing. Cass City, 125 rushing, 21 passing for a total second half numbers. This is just the second half. USA had 147 yards. Cass City, 146 yards. You can't get a closer game in any regard of this ball game tonight than what we just saw.
They felt like they were evenly matched, and in the first half, it was the exact same way. The yardage and time of possession were a little off. When you looked at that scoreboard at the end of the first half, it was 6-6. And most of the time, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter how many times you rush the football. If you had double the amount of plays and you had the ball twice as much, if the score is 6-6 at halftime, hey, it's anybody's ball game. And Cass City and USA, time of possession, everything was very, very much even in this game. And a back-and-forth ball game led with USA having the ball in the important situation, and they do what they do best. They score a touchdown at the time of need, and Cass City is knocked on their heels, and they continue their losing ways in close games.
When you take a look at the time of possession at halftime, it was USA 17.5 compared to Cass City 6.5. In the second half, it was pretty much dead even. USA with one more minute, 12.5 to 11.5 of Cass City. For altogether on the night, USA was 2 seconds short of 30 minutes holding the ball. 29 minutes, 58 seconds of offense for Cass City, 18 minutes, 2 seconds. So 62% compared to 38% of Cass City on the night. It really, where the difference was for me, Dave, was the third and fourth down conversions for USA. They seemed to always find something, and that's what set up that big play for the pass that Tanner Foley to Macklin Gettle to set up the score.
Well, those are the plays that make or break a team, Clark, and sometimes those plays turn into momentum boosters. Cass City on fourth down was 1-for-4. USA was 4-of-6. Pretty good batting average when things are on the line. You're not going to get them all, but 4-of-6, those are drive extenders. Those are big-time plays, not only for momentum on your side, but it's demoralizing as a defensive player.
When you think of 4-of-6, the other two of those would have been a field goal and halftime where they stopped at the one-yard line. So practically 4-for-4 when you think about it.
Yeah, because they punted the other time, and it was not a good punt.
Not a good punt.
So, right, you're correct. The four that they attempted, they got all four.
When you take a look at the offensive yards on the night, Cass City with 236, USA with 337. Rushing the ball for USA, 274 yards, 63 through the air. Cass City, 215 rushing, 21 in the passing game. USA was led by Josh Lang, surpasses the 1,000-yard mark on the night for the season. 19 carries for 92 yards. And a 33-yard touchdown at the end of the ball game. Ryan Kine, 7 carries, 33 yards in the other score. On the other way, leading the way was Macklin Gettle, 19 carries for 77 yards, a 4-yard average on the night. And Tanner Foley, 12 carries for 71 yards, just shy of a 6-yard average throughout the entire 48 minutes. Passing the ball, Ryan Kine was 1-for-2 for 27 yards and one score. Tanner Foley, 1-for-1. For 36 yards, which set up the final score from Josh Lang. Receiving the ball, Tanner Foley was the touchdown reception for 27. Macklin Gettle the other for 36. And that's about it. Penalties, very few for USA in offense. False start and a holding. That was it. For Cass City, they were led by Brad Hacker with 87 yards off of 15 carries. A 5.8-yard average. TJ Moore, 12 carries, 83 yards, and a 19-yard touchdown run. Sandon Cuthrell, 5 carries, 33 yards, and 1 touchdown. Nick Perry, 5 carries for 12 yards. Sandon Cuthrell, through the air, was 2-for-5 for 21 yards and could not complete his last two passes.
What a great ball game we've seen, Clark. So evenly matched when you look at it. The yards per attempt by Cass City seems higher than USA's. USA kind of averaged around that 4 yards a play, where Cass City felt like it was more than that. But when it comes down to it, how can you not be impressed with what Tanner Foley did? I mean, he went for 134 yards from scrimmage. He had a pass that went for 30-plus yards. He had a reception that was good for 27 yards and a touchdown. And, oh, by the way, he ran for another 70 yards.